KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies and 56 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be mostly sunny today, a high near 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, Pottawatomie County had one of the biggest declines in unemployment in southwest Iowa in the past year, according to state figures released on Tuesday. The county's unemployment rate was 3.7% at the end of June, according to the figures, as compared to 4.6% at the same time in June of 2014. Local officials said low unemployment can be a double-edged sword in that while there's good news in the fact people are working, the bad news is it might make it harder for businesses to find skilled workers, which could in turn hurt recruiting and expansion of those businesses. Other city officials said there remains to be a need for better-paying jobs. Increasing wages was one reason. City leaders this year approved a large refrigeration plant near Veterans Memorial Highway and South 24th Street in Pottawatomie County. Only three of Iowa's 99 counties, none in the southwest area, didn't see a decline in unemployment, according to the figures that were released by Iowa Workforce Development. In Harrison County, the unemployment rate dropped to 3.2% from 4% last year. Shelby County's rate dropped to 2.7% from 3.2% last year. Mills County dropped to a 4.4% rate from 4.6% last year. Montgomery County saw a drop to 3.4% from 4.2%, and Cass County declined to 3.2% unemployment from 4.1% last year. Iowa has the country's fifth lowest unemployment rate, according to the figures. The seasonally adjusted unemployment rate dipped to 3.7% in June compared to 4.4% the same time last year. That means 11,300 more jobs have been created since June of 2014. State officials say it's the fourth time this year the unemployment rate is down, and as the low unemployment trend continues, encouraging gains are being seen in the retail sector. Approximately 3,000 new jobs in that sector were added in June alone. The number of unemployed Iowans decreased to 63,700 in June, compared with the June 2014 total of 74,200. The U.S. unemployment rate dropped to 5.3% in June. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 23-year-old Thomas Dale Mace of Atlantic was arrested on Tuesday on a charge of serious assault. Mace was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was later released on his own recognizance. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department reported Tuesday the arrest last week of 45-year-old Philip Galing of Atlantic. Galing was taken into custody on July 15th on charges that include burglary in the first degree, domestic abuse, assault with intent, going armed with intent, carrying weapons, and violation of a no-contact order. He appeared before the magistrate and was later released on bond. Arrested this past weekend here in Atlantic was 23-year-old Joshua Chapalonis of Atlantic on a charge of public intoxication, 18-year-old Garrett Pross of Atlantic for domestic abuse, assault, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree, and 19-year-old Selena Henson of Atlantic, who was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court. Each of those subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. Minor injuries were reported following an accident Monday morning in Atlantic, but no one was transported to the hospital. The APD said vehicles driven by Michelle Flander of Atlantic and Kurt McCatlin of Payton, Iowa, collided just before noon Monday at 8th and Olive Streets. Both drivers were traveling south on Olive when McCatlin stopped to make a left turn onto 8th Street. His vehicle was hit from behind by Flander's vehicle, causing a total of $7,000 damage. Flander, who was not injured in the crash, was cited for failure to reduce speed and or maintain control of her vehicle. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Tuesday evening for driving while suspended and OWI second offense. 37-year-old Jeffrey Dale Joyner of Red Oak was arrested at around 9 p.m. and taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on $2,000 bond. And district trustees have been asked to reverse their earlier decision to phase out the sign language interpreting program at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs. Seven people testified at the board's meeting on Monday here in Atlantic at the Cass County Center of Iowa Western. Bob Viz, who represented the Deaf Services Commission of Iowa, told the board, "The need is here, and we need to be able to accommodate the needs of the deaf and hard of hearing." Iowa Western trustees noted the costs and declining enrollment when they voted in May to end the program. The board made no decision on Monday, but board president Randy Posh said The testimony they heard Monday won't be ignored. In the funeral announcements, Doris DeWitt, age 91, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Doris DeWitt will be today at 11 o'clock at the Grant United Methodist Church in Grant. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Claudia Knuven, age 90, of Coon Rapids, died Thursday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. A massive Christian burial service for Claudia Knuven will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Bob Snell, age 72, of Greenfield, died Sunday at Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Bob Snell will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Larry Staines, age 73, of Arnold's Park, died Friday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A memorial visitation for Larry Staines will be on Friday from 1 until 4 p.m. with a brief service at 2 p.m. at the Turner Jeunesse Family Funeral Home in Spirit Lake. Roscoe Kenworthy, age 95, a native of Grant, died July the 7th. A memorial service for Roscoe Kenworthy will be Friday at 3 o'clock at the Country Club Christian Church Chapel in Kansas City, Missouri. Carl Knuter, age 74, of Wyota, died Friday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. Memorial services for Carl Knuter will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Troy Shano, age 47, who's formerly of Oakland, died Saturday in Minnesota. Services for Troy Shano will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Mary Chalmers, age 89, of Villisca, died Tuesday at the Villisca Good Samaritan Society. Graveside memorial services for Mary Chalmers will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Grant Cemetery. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.